This is Stephen Adams.
And this is Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant. You're Kevin Durant, mate. Good to see you, mate. Different complexion.
Okay, let's go again.
So, this is Stephen Adams.
And this is Enes Kanter.
You're listening to the Down to Earth.
Down to Dunk podcast.
What? Down to Dunk.
Down to Dunk.
I'll say that.
Introduce yourself, mate.
Here's Stephen Adams, and I'm Enes Kanter.
And you're listening to Down to Dunk podcast.
Stay tuned.
Good morning and welcome to episode 3, 5, 9 of Down to Dunk. I'm Luke, joined this morning by Taylor, Jay, and Andrew.
Jackin.
Hello.
Wow. What's up? What's up, dudes?
Hey. Good to be back. We're part of DailyThunder.com. And also Almighty Baller Radio. You can listen to us on Dash Radio. You might be listening to us on Dash Radio right now. Saturday afternoons.
I hope you are.
Dash away.
Dash away.
Dash away all.
So does anybody care about the playoffs before we get started with Thunder Talk?
Yeah.
So I watched my first, I watched about 3 minutes of the Wizards-Celtics game. Is the one where the Celtics just came out and destroyed them, went up, you know, 20 points in the first half.
Yeah, that's fun.
So I watched about 4 minutes of that, and then I watched the last, literally the last 30 seconds of regulation and listened to overtime while I was in my dining room, where we are right now.
Yeah.
Of overtime. And then ran in there to watch Manu.
Oh, the Spurs.
Yeah, the Spurs. Sorry, Spurs-Rockets game.
Spurs-Rockets.
Here's the deal. Probably not going to watch any of the finals. I may watch a little bit of the East because I'm kind of intrigued by the Cavs versus the Celtics, but I think the Cavs win that in five.
Let me save you the trouble.
Oh,
the
no,
Warriors
no.
have already won the championship. It's over.
I know.
Just go ahead and congratulate them and then just move on with
I can't
your life.
Wait. I cannot wait until LeBron at least makes it a series.
I've never wanted to be wrong about something more. Never in my whole life wanted to be wrong about something more.
Somehow you're on my side, but you're also my enemy in this case.
No, it's decided. It's
whatever.
Decided.
Whatever. Let's talk about James Harden.
No showing.
Kawhi Leonard isn't playing.
He's not playing. You're letting Jonathan Simmons, who might have the best story in the NBA.
Yeah,
this
that's
is the
so
guy.
Awesome.
He had to pay $150. To try out for the D-League team, made the D-League team, played well enough to get called up to the Spurs, and is now a big part of what they're doing,
yeah.
Which is really cool.
And he was playing throughout the season sometimes, too. This isn't like, oh, my God, he's never played, and look what he's doing in the playoffs. But yes.
Well, amazing. That first game against the Warriors that he played really well,
mm-hmm.
beginning of the season, I mean, that was his, like, it was a great game for him, but he also faded in and out of the rotation throughout the season, but he clearly belongs in the rotation and played really well last night. I think he had 17 points and he defended James Harden really well.
Yeah. He had 18 and then, and 4 assists, which is a really good stat line, especially for a guy who's not a starter on a team.
Yeah.
And he did defend James Harden really well, but that is not like if you're James Harden and you knew like an hour and a half before the game that Kawhi wasn't going to play.
Yeah.
How are you not like just going all like going balls out from
ham?
From the tip.
Did you hear what Stephen A. Smith said?
No.
He thought he was drugged.
He did not say that.
Did he really?
Yes, does he actually think that?
I think he's just joking, but he said it looked like he was drugged. Like he was moving so slow. There's also
so
there's
weird.
There's these hustle stats that are out there where they tell you like how fast players moved. And last night, James Harden moved on average as fast as Marc Gasol moves in a game.
Oh my gosh.
Which is really kind of crazy. But it's not like Harden is like Westbrook where he's always just you know, trying to kill people with his speed, but he was off. I mean, I don't know if he's tired. I don't know what it was, but it was weird.
I think that after the first quarter, he was 1 for 2 from the field and had 5 turnovers already.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm trying out for the blue. This is what I've decided.
I will put a Kickstarter together or whatever it is. Go fund me.
Try out for the blue.
$150. I'll pay it myself probably.
I'm in for halvesies on that.
Let's do it.
Also, we're going to film it and we're just going to watch it so much afterwards.
Yeah.
That's gonna be good.
Actually, I'm gonna make a documentary.
You guys aren't gonna be laughing when I'm locking down James Harden in next year's playoffs.
Yeah. I'm just letting you know you would look like Rudy Gobert, and Enes Kanter were the all defense. Well, I guess Rudy is the defensive.
Hey, well,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you're talking about
get ankles
against Harden. Like, I can't imagine any of us. I'm not saying like just Luke, but staying in front of James Harden
or Steph Curry.
Screw you, man. Whatever, hey, Jay. Use this, Luke.
Hey, man. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Haters are my motivators.
True.
So I'll remember this when I'm locking down JH.
They hate you because they ain't you.
Into the PO.
Which just makes it even more impressive what Robertson can do.
He's great. Did you see the crying Jordan beard?
Yes, I loved that.
Which was pretty great.
So here's the question.
I hope it never goes away.
I know.
I hope it never, ever goes away.
I'm not going to ask this to Andrew.
You asking me?
I'll answer. Jay, your mic is doing this.
I'm buying a cord today.
Okay.
So, Taylor.
And Luke.
And Luke.
I'm answering too.
What chance do you give the Spurs to play
in
with the
Western Conference Finals?
Yeah. Let's say Kawhi comes back and he's healthy. Because they've got, 4 days left?
25%. I give him 25%.
Luke?
Give him half a chance.
50-50?
I think they could do it. I don't know.
So I don't think it's 50-50, but I think it's like they need like some more of this whatever pop magic has been happening.
I think 35%.
What lineup? Like, who plays?
Do they play?
Because they can't play David Lee.
They do what they did against the Rockets.
Yeah.
Did I mention that I watched like 2.5 minutes of that series?
You just play a lot. You have to play Kawhi 40 minutes a game. You got to play a lot of Danny Green.
Jonathan Simmons. Patty Mills.
Yeah. And LaMarcus Aldridge is your primary scorer. That's how you treat
LaMarcus
him.
LaMarcus was good last night.
He was good last night.
He's been good this series.
So, Shai Serrano's.
He's been okay. He was awful in the overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was awful in the overtime. So he struggled. He struggled. They were forcing him into shots that he couldn't make. But last night, I think he probably feels more comfortable as the go-to guy than he does anything else. Which, I mean, the Spurs are not beating the Warriors. They are not.
I don't expect them to.
They've got a 0% chance to win the series.
0% chance.
Yes. As is, no chances.
Andrew, come on.
So they're 0% chances.
So it's going to be a sweep, 4-0.
It will likely be a sweep, yes.
Andrew. I totally disagree with that.
Hey, I've never wanted to be more wrong about this.
What is this? I don't understand this. I don't even know how to explain it. It's just like hyper depression that has now it's being projected onto.
It's realized truth.
It isn't truth. That is not 100% true. The Spurs have 0%. They will likely get swept.
Yeah.
No.
Against,
I said maybe 5.
The war. This is not just an NBA team. This is not just an NBA team. It's not.
What are they?
This is an all-star team.
What are they?
It is.
They've lost games during the year.
Yeah,
they have, but they also have had a margin of victory the first two rounds of like 14 points.
Dude, I think you're wrong.
I would love to be wrong. I wish they weren't good.
You want
to
be right.
I wish they weren't good.
Everyone wants to be right, and you're being a big everyone right now.
Thank you.
I wish that they would lose.
Hey, I think I fixed it.
I think you did. It would make me feel better if they would
Good
lose.
Job, Jay.
Wow, Jay.
Did that help?
Yeah, just keep just do that the whole time.
Okay, so the Spurs, I'm giving fixed. Spurs 25%.
25%? Wow, that's really generous.
25%.
You said 0%. Anything. You cannot talk about an extreme take on this.
I can talk about it.
Okay. Yeah, I guess you can.
I'd probably lean. Talk about it. I lean more towards Andrew than I lean towards Taylor in this conversation.
A quarter of a chance is what I gave them to win the series. It's not like super positive about it.
That's way too much.
Yeah, and I think part of that is I haven't been high on the Spurs team really all season.
No.
What they did against the Rockets was just...
surprising.
Surprising, and then also just the affirmation that the Rockets were kind of a...
Well, the Rockets don't beat the Thunder without Nene.
Yeah. Nene.
Right?
Yeah, I agree.
Or at least it's a 7-game series without Nene.
I totally agree.
Which is so embarrassing to say.
He was good, though.
He was really good.
He was amazing.
But what?
He looks so wise.
He's so wise.
So wise.
He was that good throughout the whole season, too, against us. He killed us in like 2 or 3 games in the season, too.
But that's why I think...
He's good. He got a divorce. That's why. You hear that?
Oh, he shed that weight.
Free.
Hey, sometimes
shackles are gone. So I will say this. And Andrew, I mean, I guess everybody, but I want to hear your opinion on this specifically. Don't you feel as if, as a Thunder fan, I feel better about where the Thunder are compared to the roster composition of the Rockets? Like, we talked at the beginning of the season, the reason that we weren't high on the Rockets is because we almost guaranteed, like, Eric Gordon hasn't played a full season since he was with the Clippers.
I think long term, if these two teams stuck it out, I think eventually the Thunder would pass them.
Yeah. Ryan Anderson has been hurt consistently every year. Well, that may be because something goes on in New Orleans. I don't know what it is, but.
Yeah, and then you have bad things.
I know what it is. It's voodoo.
Voodoo.
And also and Ryan alcohol.
Anderson. I actually buy into that.
I do
explanation
too.
From Luke.
Voodoo.
Yeah.
Very sound.
Voodoo.
Ryan Anderson's contract, too. This was his first year on his contract.
On four years?
4 years. So,
$20 million
some
piece
ridiculous
or something
amount.
Like that?
Yeah.
Let me read you Ryan Anderson's stat line from last night. 0-6 from the floor. 0-4 from 3. 6 rebounds. 2 turnovers. 2 fouls. Minus 30. Zero points.
He was bad against us, too. He's just been bad.
He's been
He wasn't great in the playoffs.
Yeah. No.
He had like one game or two.
He got
games
a 13 PER for the season.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a contract that's going. I mean, he helps them a lot. And it's not that his stats matter, but also he's a threat from three.
Yeah. He pulls a defender out.
Which helps.
You can't ignore him.
So
they're just old. Like Ariza, what is he, 30?
He's 31.
I guess it's not that bad, but you've got like a, you want to talk about windows, you have like a two-year window with that Rocket squad.
And, I mean, they can carve out max space this summer. So here's where you can be more optimistic if you're a Rockets fan, is they have max space this summer. And like, what if they went and got Kyle Lowry and brought him over?
Mm-hmm. I just feel like that, I mean, they're better.
Yeah.
In the short term, they're not, I mean, and I don't know, this can't be your, I really think, and this may be part of it, beating the Warriors can't be your evaluative point, right? Your evaluative point.
No, it's impossible.
I mean, it's not impossible.
It pretty much is.
He's so sad.
I know.
Unless there's just a massive injury.
I have such a bad, which is why you don't just blow up the teams, right? So if Zaza rolls into Durant's knee at a different point in the season,
they're still the favorites.
Not to win the whole thing. They can't beat the Cavs without Durant.
I disagree.
Oh my gosh. You have spiraled.
Andrew.
Spiraled.
Hold on. I was talking to my roommates about this last night. If Steph gets
Your roommates
injured,
don't know anything about basketball.
Whoa, man. Jay.
I mean, that's kind of true,
Jay,
but come on back.
Can I still bring this conversation to the podcast?
Sure.
Jay. If Steph gets hurt versus if Durant gets hurt, the Steph injury hurts them far more than a Durant injury would.
Still the best team in the history of the universe.
Neither matters.
God. Neither matters. What? If Steph is injured, the Spurs, it's at least a 7-game series.
Neither matters.
I think
you lose Curry, you have Durant. You lose Durant, you have Curry.
I think losing Curry would be gigantic for that team.
Huge. Oh.
so big. They might have to go a full six games to win the title. It's going to be insane.
We got to move off of this. I can't have this conversation
guys,
with you.
I just want to say, Jay,
you've been encouraging. You've been just as bad.
As a full team, they are unbeatable.
Nope. Get Jay, stop.
I think you lose one guy and you've got problems.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about Andrew's behavior the last 2 weeks.
This has been terrible. Guys, I'm depressed now. Taylor's too. You know, we need to talk about something that makes us happy. You know what that is? Delicious Anthem beers.
Ooh. Alcohol fixes everything. It really does.
Golly.
It really does.
Let's see if it helps me.
It will. God, guys, end of a long day. I like to crack open an Anthem beer. Like, I've been saving one, an Ouroboros stout that they age in the. It's my second one I have.
The brandy barrel?
Yeah.
Bourbon or brandy?
I don't know.
Bourbon and brandy.
It's gonna be surprising, but it's gonna be a good surprise.
You know, a surprise to me is that you are a stout guy.
That is a surprise.
Man, I'm a stout guy. You know,
for somebody that your rotation is Bud Light to stout.
That's what I don't understand.
That's exactly what I go to.
Yeah,
it's like I'm either drinking water or arsenic.
Yeah. Dirty water or mud water?
Yeah, there we go. That's probably better than a poison.
Yeah. Well, they're guess what? They just scratch different inches.
It does, man. Their stouts are good. I just figure if I was going to assume that Luke was a guy that would drink an Anthem, I would say Golden One.
Yeah, well, see, hold on. We don't know me at all.
Pilsner.
You should approach Anthem with that particular tagline. We scratch different itches.
They do.
And they do.
You should say that.
And the Ouroboros scratches a deep itch.
A particularly deep itch.
Ooh, yeah.
What kind of itch is IPA? The IPA is good.
Their IPA is really good.
It scratches a different itch.
You know, one of the things...
A more casual itch.
A more casual itch, just different place.
There's tons of ways to partake in their beverages.
Actually, just one through your mouth. I guess there's others.
There's another one.
So other ones. This weekend,
we're going to have to send an apology letter to Anthem after this.
I know that they
Nick
are.
Will love this.
So the tap room, obviously, is open. Great spot. Open Friday nights, Saturday nights. They've got live music. It's just a lot of fun. We've been down there for a live pod. We'll do another one here in a month or so.
Yeah.
And But they have a great environment. In my opinion, the best tap room in the city. And so go be a part of that, do that. But they also, we've got this Saturday, there's a craft brew festival down at the Cox Convention Center. Anthem will be there as well. And they also just always doing something. Like if you follow their Twitter feed, they're always doing something in the community, trying to help people out by serving them delicious beverages and also helping Luke out.
Scratching my itches.
Just trying to get...
By scratching them itches. Just go check them out. The people there are great. The beverages are fantastic. And you don't want to miss out on what Anthem has to offer.
Yep. Hey, Anthem, get scratched.
Get scratched.
Get scratched. Hey, what live event were you just alluding to?
We're going to do a live draft podcast, which will be super fun. So we're going to watch the draft together as a group of people that like the Thunder. And then after the Thunder pick, we'll talk about who they picked and the breakdown of the draft itself. Drink some beers. I think we'll probably have some Chicken Express there. So come join us. I think it's the 22nd. We'll do it from 6 to 9 at Anthem.
I went to Chicken Express the other day.
Yeah.
It was good.
It's great.
I was going to say, I've become real such good. A Chicken Express fan.
I went and I got the fried pickles. Great.
Yeah.
It's good.
You can get fried pickles as your side instead of... guys, it's well, on what? My mouth. Do you want me to put it on my mouth?
Yes, yes, I do.
Well, turn it up.
In
preferably. No. Okay. I'm not doing that.
Huh?
In.
Taylor, I know you can...
I
know you can exchange it and have your side be fried pickles. What the hell do you think I did? Come on, man.
Well, and not pay extra. Usually you have to pay extra at places.
No, man.
Not at Chicken Express.
I went there and I was a wizard in my ordering.
It's a family establishment.
Luke puts on his Down to Dunk shirt and just walks in and just starts screaming at people.
Give me fried pickles. Do you know what the shirt means? They love it. They really appreciate it when you talk down to them like that. No, they don't. They're nice people.
Where are we in
I don't know. Let's talk about Twitter questions.
Twitter questions!
Our first Twitter question comes from @DTallyLive, who says, I got a TQ. Whose looks are you digging?
I mean, a really easy one to dig is the injured Danae. The old wise Nene is a good look.
And the gray kind of like, what would you say?
Salt and pepper?
Dusted throughout his hair.
It is salt and pepper.
But more pepper than salt.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes. There's more pepper than salt. So
that's how you talk about gray hair.
Yeah.
So
sure.
Yeah.
Salt and pepper.
Yeah, I know.
The amount of salt and the amount of pepper.
Someday I hope to be straight salt.
So is he just wearing a suit?
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Straight salt is not a bad look.
I'm getting salt right here.
Hold on. If you're straight salt when you're like 45, girls think that is so attractive for some reason. Well, like a young adult being fully white hair.
Okay.
Fully white hair. Fully white hair.
Well, we
okay.
We have a friend that
he's more salt. He's all salt now.
Hey, the ladies love it, huh?
He's super salty.
Yeah, I guess.
Wait, how old is he?
He's our age. He's 30.
Oh, that's not old enough.
That's
yet.
That's too young. That's too young.
You gotta be a young old guy.
He was salt and pepper in college.
That's too young. Not cool, man. Tell your friend that is not cool.
It's time to get that just for man out.
Hey, Sam, that's not cool, man.
So I
shout out to Sam.
When I think about Nene's look, like I didn't see what he looked like in a suit, but in my mind I'm thinking he has like linen pants and like a super baggy linen shirt.
Yep. He dresses like God.
He sits crisscross applesauce but not in a chair, on just on the side, meditating, leading people to enlightenment, wisdom.
Which is funny that we assume that of him in his life, like off the court, because he's so aggressive on the court.
Yeah.
So I guess that's just.
I've always liked him though, man. Even when it was the Nuggets,
he's good.
He's
so good.
Zards
jumbled in seven words. I liked him when he was the little Nuggets.
I heard exactly what you said.
I did too.
I got you.
Couple Spurs players, Jonathan Simmons, the guy we talked about earlier, has got a great look. He's got the beard. He's got the fade up. It's great. Also, Patty Mills, he's got a great look.
His hair?
It's good.
Oh.
Really?
You know his hair I don't like?
Hmm.
Kawhi.
Oh, I was going to bring up looks I'm not digging. Kawhi, man.
Totally digging it, 100%. I swear.
You're digging it because everybody else zigged and he's been zagging. He'll never stop zagging.
Because he's so weird. Like, why? Like, everything about him is so different from a modern day NBA player, like personality wise, that I love it. I think that his hair suits him perfectly because it doesn't make a lot of sense.
But it's not good.
Man, I tell you what, though, like, trying to read that guy's body language is always a treat. But if you. Recognize, like, at the end of the fourth quarter in the game that went to overtime and ended overtime, that dude was so frustrated that he couldn't be on the
court.
That
he couldn't play.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, there's a moment where he tried to get up, like he was going to get out and play.
Yeah. You
know? And he just either got told to sit back down, which who knows? Like, probably he'd be like, yeah, we can beat these guys without you.
So,
like, he wasn't in a boot. Like, he's not, you know, I don't know.
I don't know.
But I could tell he was frustrated, which is funny because you can't tell anything with that guy.
You know, like guys who say like, oh, basketball's my life. All I do is play basketball. Like Kevin Durant would say that, right? Or Steph Curry. But they do other things. They play golf. They go out. They have a bunch of friends. They have another life. I fully believe Kawhi does not have another life. Like that's his socializing besides his family. And like, that's the only thing he does. Yeah. I really think so.
I wouldn't be surprised. Hangs out with Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
And plays basketball.
Yeah. It's probably not good at video games. Doesn't care.
Yeah.
And shops at HEB.
And Wingstop.
Only
with a coupon.
I love that guy. God.
So the Morris twins, I think, is a good time to bring up the Morris twins with whose looks are you digging. Because the Morris twins look exactly alike, and there's been this rumor that maybe Marcus Morris has been playing for Markieff after he just obliterated his ankle. Have you guys heard this?
No, but that's pretty funny.
I've heard this, and I believe it.
It's very believable.
Of course you do.
It's great. What's not to believe?
Why wouldn't you do it?
I know.
They have the same tattoos.
Literally the same tattoos.
Who would know? That no one could be like, no one could prove it.
So if it was happening, and you're a Wizards player, and you guys all know...
You don't say anything.
Do you say anything? It would be one of the greatest scandals ever.
It's not talked about, right? Like, you're Scott Brooks, and you're like... But then you just go, hey, Markieff.
You just say,
you just like, look at him.
I just don't need to know.
Marcus just keeps looking at you. I am Markieff.
And you say, I know Markieff.
I know.
And then you walk away and you don't
Their styles are pretty different though, aren't they?
Yeah.
They are, but they could... It's not that...
It doesn't matter.
It's not that different.
They're about to get beat tonight. Game six.
Oh, you think so?
No.
Oh, it doesn't matter anyways. Who cares?
I was just setting you up, man. Just setting you up.
I like Jay Crowder's look. Always liked his look.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can have the long hair...
It just needs to go long. Back,
yeah, I like it.
It's so big, too. Looks very heavy.
Oh, it's got... How much do you think it weighs?
I don't know how to, like, think about hair weight.
12 pounds?
12 pounds? That is...
I don't know.
That is so wrong.
I think that might be right.
12 pounds of hair.
Think of how much
it's
stuff
so thick,
is
it. Man.
It's thick.
There's no way. How much does your hair weigh right now? Nothing.
Yeah, I'm
that's barely.
Show me. It's show like me a comparing. Show me a picture, and I'll tell you how much pounds this weighs.
You don't know what Jay Crowder looks like.
Show me.
That's what you just said.
Show me. There's no way it weighs 12 pounds.
I think you're wrong.
I think
a person whose hair weighs like 12 pounds would be like. He would have to have Marge Simpson's haircut.
No.
If he put his hair up, it would be Marge.
It'd be Marge.
Girls,
there's no way.
Look, girls who have hair down to like their butts, they have like neck and back problems because it weighs so much. I'm dead. That's real.
That's wrong.
That's real.
The only problem they have is that when they ride roller coasters, their scalp gets ripped off. That's it. And his hair is not that long.
You don't even know who he is.
I'm looking at him right now.
Look at that.
Okay, that does weigh something, but not 12 pounds. I will give you 3.
3 pounds.
3 pounds.
You're ridiculous.
3, okay.
I probably lose this in Price is Right.
3.
Because I think 12 is probably outrageous.
Yeah.
7. I'd maybe say 8. Yeah, 7, 8.
You could talk me into 5.
Try it. Okay. Everyone go home right now. And try to tie a 5-pound weight to the back of your head and just see how it feels.
Yeah.
It
feels terrible.
Yeah.
Well, you also have to disperse the weight evenly across your scalp somehow, people.
Well, the hair doesn't pull. That's the thing, though. Do you have to, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's too hard because you're not going to... It's not like pulling at his head. It's not pulling back at his head. It's just weighing him down. So.
What if he cut his hair this offseason, all of a sudden he became like a 50% three-point shooter?
I think it's more likely that he loses all his powers.
Right, yeah. Like his balance gets just completely
no longer up. A good defender. Yeah.
Yeah, he'll never cut his hair. Isaiah Thomas's no teeth look. That's good. It's a good look.
Is it?
Yeah.
No. But I like Isaiah Thomas so much, and the Kings are so dumb, and so are the Suns.
Yeah, that's all true statements.
Guys, let's move on to our next Twitter questions.
The Suns are, their management is trash now, man.
It's not great.
Their roster makes no sense as constructed.
When Isaiah Thomas was there, they had Brandon Knight, Eric Bledsoe, and Isaiah Thomas.
And Isaiah, Thomas is the one they let go.
Yeah. And he was the one coming off the bench.
That's like Goran Dragic at some point.
Yes.
With that
in the midst of all of that. Yeah.
I don't know if it was all fourth. I can't remember. I don't think
that was actually, that was before, all of that was before, most of that was before Brandon Knight.
That the Brandon Knight was traded
with Isaiah Thomas.
That particular trade deadline, and they had Dragic on that team.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
It was Bledsoe, Dragic, and Isaiah. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Glad we settled that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's move to our next Twitter question. It comes from @DavisRobbie, who wants to know, would you be okay with the Thunder not winning a title for the next 50 years if it meant Durant never won a title?
Andrew, kill this Twitter question.
Yeah, I'd be happy with that.
But?
But it's not going to happen.
Because?
They're going to win the title this year.
Without even losing a game.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I'll say this. I think the Durant getting a championship somewhere else doesn't matter if we get a championship here. Like, if Durant gets a championship this year, it matters until we win a championship. And it's 5 years. It doesn't matter.
So here's the deal. I don't want that to happen. I'd rather Durant win one this year and then the Thunder have a chance in the next 10 years, 20 years. Because here's the deal. In 50 years, I'm probably dead.
50 in 50 years?
I'd be 85 years old.
Yeah, man. Dude, modern medicine, you're going to live to 150.
I don't think that's true.
Modern medicine,
okay,
Jay.
So even if I'll be 85 years old and the Thunder has still not won a championship, I feel like a Cubs fan.
You'll be kicking around, man. You'll still be kicking around.
I don't want to be that.
That's a lot of chances.
I'd rather KD win. That's fine. My hate for him is kind of fading away. Like, I hate the Warriors and the way they're constructed. Like, it just bothers me. But
you're
it's just
off
like,
the podcast.
Yeah. My hate for you.
It bothers
me. Gross.
It bothers me in the midst of all of this. But I'm just like, what the hell can I do about it?
A lot.
There's not even what I can do about it. I'm sorry. There's literally nothing anybody can do about it. There's nobody in the league that can change it. Like Adam Silver can do nothing to change the way this Warriors team is constructed. Like for the next 5 years or more, they're going to be generally the same, unless like Klay Thompson is tired of being the fourth fiddle on that team, which I'm not sure he cares about anything.
Yeah.
Except for making 3-point shots.
And drinking Bud Lights after games.
Yeah. So the hard thing is that you recognize more and more that last year was the Thunder's, you know, one of the two or three Thunder's best chances. And you just kind of move on because I can't handle 50 years of this. I can't.
50 years of the Warriors losing?
Because when we're all 80 and 85 and we're sitting around this table at my retirement center.
A ton of salt, little pepper.
It took me a minute to...
I'm with you.
I'm hoping to be all salt by that point.
I can't do it. Like, I just let... Kevin Durant's going to win anyway, so this question obviously is hypothetical. But I'd rather, much rather, the Thunder win. Or at least be in a championship game the next 10 years?
Yeah.
I think the window's about 4-5.
A window for what?
The Thunder.
Close the window, man. Move away from the window. There's no window.
Man. I don't think
if that's the window, there ain't no window.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't know what that means.
He doesn't think the Warriors will. There's a window as long as the Warriors are constructed the way they are.
There ain't no window.
Which you think this is going to be a Warriors team for the next 5 years?
Why not?
Iggy's going to age. Do you expect and get that? Out.
Do you expect this to be the Warriors for the next 5 years?
I do. Yeah. They're all under 30. All of them.
I know, but like you can't.
Injuries, whatever. Man. There's always a potential for an injury.
Injuries. You have no idea. Like when that's your hope, all sorts of human things that could happen to break up this team.
Sure. That sounds like a nice thing to dream about.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
You're so not fun to be around geez. To talk about.
Andrew, like let's move on to our next Twitter question. Oh, God.
Part of it is too real.
And the next Twitter question is just going to continue Andrew's parade of...
Sadness.
It comes from at Tyler Beats, who wants to know, does this Warriors playoff run finally prove anyone could coach the Warriors?
I do think that, yes.
Yeah, they don't even need a coach.
They really don't. They just need someone to like talk in place of a coach when it is the coach's turn to talk at like a press.
Right.
At the press.
It's like... Does Jay need a coach to beat a seventh grader in basketball? Probably not. It's a very similar situation. Hold his mic because it's buzzing.
Depends on the seventh grader, I say.
Your average seventh grade student.
Average seventh grader, no.
Yeah, Jay doesn't need anybody to tell him how to play. Look, he just knows that he can destroy them. Thanks, dude. That's it. That's the end, right?
I wasn't listening to you, and I'm glad I wasn't because I'm a little happier. I saved a little bit of happiness.
This is what Andrew just said. Wah, wah.
Sorry.
Hey, from Winnie the Pooh, what's the name of the? Oh, Eeyore.
Andrew's a big Eeyore right now.
Yeah, so here's the deal. The season that matters now, believe it or not, is the regular season for the next several years.
Taylor.
That's the season that's going to matter.
You're a little piglet. So here's my thought. I think when you say stuff like this, you devalue the work that Kerr does or did to make this team function the way they do.
Right.
But once they're going, it's like you don't need the Elon Musk to drive the car for a Tesla to be amazing.
Right.
Because it's just amazing. And so it can just do it on its own now. Mike Brown's a horrid coach.
Who's Elon Muffed?
Musk.
Next question.
Elon Muffed.
Elon Muffed and Peeved?
Yeah. I'm Musked and Peeved now.
Muffed and Puffed.
All right. Our next Twitter question comes from at Ham Solins, who says, it looks like Donovan Mitchell could no longer be an option for us at 21 so far. Who should we be looking at instead?
So is this all based
carbon on... copy at Mikey Barra.
Is this all because he shot really
carbon copy?
Is this question coming from the fact that he shot really well against nobody in that draft?
No. Draft Express has moved him up to 12 in their mock draft.
That quick.
And it's because of his measurables. So he's he measured with like a 6'10 wingspan. He's 6'3. And so that
That is why.
That's why. Sorry, Jay's doing something with his mic, and so I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Yeah, so Donovan Mitchell, if you're 6'3", and you have like an average wingspan, and you're a scorer, great. But when you have a 6'10 wingspan, that gives you the opportunity to defend almost anybody.
That's what I have.
yeah, so Luke that's has. What Luke has.
So, huge I mean, wingspan.
Well, yeah. And he also shot well, and he also interviews really well. I don't know if you guys have listened to any of his interviews, like on YouTube or anything, but he... You're like very impressed, even after listening to him for like 5 seconds. Like, oh, this is a very well-spoken guy and really knows what he's talking about. So he's, I think that those two things, I think the measurables though were the biggest thing. So he's already up to 12. He's passed OG Anunoby on the mock draft for
wow.
Draft Express.
Wow,
which is kind of shocking because he was in the Thunder's range whenever Michelle and I talked. So. Who they should take, I think Currex is a guy that they should look at. He could be a draft and stash. We talked about him on Monday. And he's a small forward that can shoot. I think that he makes a lot of sense. The Thunder need to find a wing. They just need to get a wing that can shoot and that can be passable on defense. I still think Juwan Evans is still a good option. I think Ojeleye could be a fine option. He's not, we talked about that he's not a, he doesn't really know the game that well.
And that's the kid from SMU.
Yeah, that's the SMU kid. And
it's,
he's,
I think it's pronounced semi Ojeleye.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So if you haven't seen this kid from SMU, he is physically
green,
gigantic. Like he is a thick
daddy.
Daddy.
Been like a truck,
and he's
he green. Really is, and so that's what he's got me. So I watched, I, you know, this is what I fill my week with. I watched some draft film, some of the Draft Express stuff about strengths and weaknesses. One of the weaknesses, yeah. obviously, is the fact he didn't have a just natural feel for the game. But man, that dude had so he can shoot the ball. You know, shot over 40% from three, which translates some. I think a shooter, natural rhythm, natural flow, all that stuff matters. But he looks like a guy that could. In today's NBA, he could stay with most bigs and then up to threes. Like he'd probably get beat by some twos, but he could switch. He's built a little bit like Jonathan Simmons, actually.
Yeah.
And so with the 21st pick, now they're saying that it's a little early for where I saw him getting drafted now. And the reason he came to my mind is that's the one that in CBS Sports, their mock draft, that's where they had him. And so
I think drafting a wing makes a lot of sense. If the Thunder are going to stay at 21, I mean, there are not a lot of wing options out there. Currex will be out there, and then also Ojeleye will be there. And Juwan Evans obviously is available. We talked about this on Monday, that he's not a great fit next to Russ, which makes it tough. But I do think if you're going to give somebody 10 to 15 minutes a game, that he's a guy that would be good for that. And maybe you don't want to draft a guy to do that, and maybe you do. I don't know. Maybe the Thunder do. But the guys that I really want are the guys that have to trade up to get. I think that OG is a guy that I'd really, really like. Frank Ntilikina is a guy that I'd like. And then Donovan Mitchell, who we thought was going to be at 21, but that ship has sailed. He's going to be picked in the lottery. So, which is disappointing. Maybe I should have waited to do my
maybe draft they preview. Listen to you. Yeah, well, we're going to, I mean, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think if you're looking for draft stuff, a lot of the Monday podcasts are going to be filled with some of that.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of guys lined up over the next few weeks. Not this Monday. I've got Fred Katz on Monday, but
meow.
But the people, guys in the future, I've got a bunch of guys set up to do draft stuff. So, but yeah, I think Currex is a really good option for the Thunder. And a guy that has a lot of upside. I don't know how much upside that Ojeleye has. I think that he's a 3-and-D guy, and that's what he's going to be. And if that's what the Thunder want, and that's probably what they should want, great. But if they want a guy that can
create on his own, move
the ball a little bit, I mean, the Thunder are just desperate for guys that can get their own shot.
Which is why the Juwan Evans is such an intriguing.
Right, because he can. It's just, can you fit? can you get him more than 10 to 12 minutes a game?
Yeah. That's what Mikey Barra made me feel a little more hesitant, because I was all in on Juwan Evans.
Yeah.
He's falling a little bit in some of the mocks I've seen where he's in that 26, 27 range.
And it's his size.
Yeah,
really.
He's tiny. That's not tiny. He's 5'10", but for an NBA point guard, it's pretty small.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys.
When are we going to move away from the size thing? Everyone does this all the time, and then we talk about Isaiah Thomas. Oh my God, last pick in the draft. He's only five. Well, he's probably like 5'7". Yeah, but the thing is that you're talking about the exception to the rule and not the rule.
Yes.
The rule is that these small point guards, if you're not absolutely elite, that it's hard to stay in the league. Look at Trey Burke. Trey Burke is probably not going to be in the league after this season. He cannot play for the Wizards. He's probably done. And he's a small guard, probably in the same mold as Juwan Evans.
But is it because he's small, or is it because he's not good at shooting? He hasn't been good at like doing what he was good at in college a whole time.
The NBA is just a different game for these smaller guys. You have to be elite. You have to be. You just have to be, or else it doesn't work.
Hey, guys, let's move on to our next Twitter question. I accidentally skipped it. Comes from @TheRealRyanVK. He wants to know, if you were the GM of the Thunder, A, what's your plan for the offseason? And B, long-term, what's your goals/plan for the next 4 to 5 seasons? The next 45 seasons.
Jay will be 80.
Yeah, I'll think I'll really long-term.
First step, lots of salt.
Oh, yeah, first step.
Get rid of some of that pepper.
Get out of here, pepper. I want some salt.
So this is a big question.
Yeah.
I think if I was the GM, I'm moving away from Cantor. So I'm going to do whatever it is I can do to take Cantor without eating some. I mean, I don't know. You may have to take a bad contract back that's just a little less hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
I think I stretch. We've kind of talked about all these points. I stretch provision Kyle and get rid of him.
Yeah. Get out of here, Kyle.
I probably either determine with Donovan whether or not Hustis is a guy that makes sense on this roster or not. And if he doesn't, then if he's going to get minutes, even if it's just 10 minutes a game or 3 minutes, 5 minutes, like if he's actually going to get some of that burn, then let's keep him. If not, I'm going to let him go.
I'd keep him and I'd play him.
Yeah, I think so too. Obviously, Norris Cole's going to go. So my priorities are wing help and backup point guard. And that's it. That's all I care about this offseason.
Yeah.
And Taj is a take or leave, I think, at this point. And Mikey Barra helped me understand that a little bit more, see that a little bit more.
I think he goes.
I think if they can sign him and then possibly trade him by the trade deadline, like they're in decent shape. But
I think he goes. I don't think the Thunder even sign him. Or maybe even, I mean, they may have a short meeting and he's like, no, I'd like to have long-term money in the thing. Okay, we'll see you later.
Yeah.
I'd also consider locking up Jeremy Grant this summer.
Is he available for extension?
So they can decline his option and make him an unrestricted free agent, a restricted free agent.
Or they can try to extend.
And okay. So, if you believe that Jeremy Grant's going to progress, then I think that you try to sign him to like a 3-year, $24 million contract, where he's $8 million for the next 3 years.
Yeah, that's a pretty good,
which is a great deal.
You're taking a little bit of a chance on his progression, but I think the Rockets series almost would have guaranteed that money for me.
Yeah. I mean, there's always a risk involved, but I think we've seen enough from him to give him that deal. Because if he finishes out next season at $1.5 million, which the benefit is that you could just try to stay under the tax and you get to have this guy that's a low salary. But if he gets to the end of next season, you're like, oh, well, Jeremy Grant's our starting power forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's 3-and-D and he can defend multiple positions and he's a weak side shot blocker. Yeah. And then he's unrestricted.
And then all of a sudden his value is $15 million
next summer. Yeah. So I would explore trying to lock him up. Even if it involves, I think that you do trade Cantor. I think a trade that I really like is 21 Cantor for Willie Cauley-Stein and the 10th pick.
Yeah, those Kings ones, I think, that you were in. You know, it depends on how high you can convince Vlade.
I don't know how much it takes. I mean, you can say, Enes Kanter is a 20-and-10 guy.
He is.
And he will be with your team. And he's going to shoot threes. So
I'd love to get Darren. Oh, yeah, that's a free agent.
Yeah, he's a free agent. But you can, I think you can do that. Then you'll, if you can shed enough salary to keep yourself under the tax, then you can re-sign a guy like Jeremy Grant. You can get yourself a backup point guard. You can re-sign Robertson. You still maybe get close. You're going to get close to the tax there too. But I just think that those moves are really important. I think if you have wings, then you need to try to lock them up, especially if you can get them on a value deal like that $8
million. Yep.
So those are some of the things that I would do as well. So, and then they've got to hit on their draft pick. If they get the 10th pick, great. I think that OG will probably be there. I'd draft.
But if you get to the 10th pick, would you draft OG over your guy from Louisville?
Yeah.
Man.
I would, because the Thunder have shooting guards. They've got Abrines. They've got Oladipo.
Because OG, I mean, when Michelle made the comparison of OG to Kawhi defensively instincts, and his offense is a little raw. Like, the only thing that makes me nervous is that a Robertson Jr.?
Well, the thing is, he's bigger. And he's a guy that could play. You could put him at the four.
Okay.
And at that point, you would have to heavily consider moving on from Robertson.
Yeah.
Because you can't play OG and Robertson as your 3-4. I mean, we talk about how the Thunder need more space. I think it would be great to have OG at the four and then even start McDermott at the three or bring in somebody else that could shoot. If you could convince CJ Miles to take a salary cut or something, that CJ Miles would be perfect.
Yeah, they're going after somebody, and I know Ham talked about this on Wednesday. Is that they have a couple mid-level or exceptions, taxpayer, non-taxpayer, so there is some space out there to go and get a guy. They'd have to take a little bit of a pay cut. I don't know what CJ Miles is looking for.
I'd also really explore just making, if they can get somebody that can play at the wing in a free agency, let's say they got CJ Miles. And then they can move Robertson to the two, put CJ Miles at the three. I would really, really push Oladipo to say, hey, man, you're going to run our second unit. Like, that's going to be your job next year. And we're going to give it to you from day one. So that's something that I would want. And not even have to worry so much about having that backup point guard. Because I do think it's there's guys out there, but it's not... I mean, it's easy to upgrade over the guys that we have because they're just that bad. But I think it's going to be hard to find really great key contributors. I don't think the Thunder will consider Darren Collison.
Yeah.
I don't.
Because of the off the court stuff? Or
yeah.
Just okay.
I think it. Yeah. So.
You know who else the GM of the Thunder's could find?
Hmm.
A raw talent from the blue walk on off the street, Lucas Stevens. It's going to be me draining threes and defending basketball players.
I hear he's got a 7'4 wingspan, and he's only 6'2.
It's going to be, 6'3.
Sorry, 6'2.5.
Hey, get it right or pay the price, man. All right, let's move on to our next Twitter question. It comes from @goob_da_great. Who wants to know, what do you guys do with your free time now that the Thunder aren't playing anymore?
I play a lot of video games in the evenings.
Oh, really?
What game are you playing?
2K. I play 2K a lot.
Oh. Wow.
With the roomies, or I play the My Team feature. It's very fun.
My player? My team?
No, my team. It's like...
My career?
No, my team.
Okay.
Anyway, it's like cards, and there's different levels of the same player. It's really fun. But usually, that's what I'll do.
Nice,
my man.
I'm building a lot of Legos these days with
really?
My kids.
Ooh.
Yeah,
are they not young enough to where you're worried about them eating them?
No, man. No, no, really? No.
Huh?
Yeah, they're not eating them.
They've matured.
They have matured.
They've matured.
So, this is kind of a really great parenting moment. Also, maybe a little bit sad. Anyways. Asher really likes the Angry Birds Legos.
Uh-huh.
And they're actually really cool. But since he was very, very little, he has called Angry Birds Larry Birds. And I refuse to tell him otherwise.
So it's still Larry Birds. You're not correcting him.
I refuse to correct him.
So he's like, can I play Larry Birds?
Hey, let's build the Larry Birds piggy castle.
You know what's going to happen? I know you're not. Is it because you're like, oh, that's so cute? He thinks it's Larry Bird.
No, it's because it's Larry Bird. And that's awesome. And I know.
Wow. Can I tell you something? I did not make that connection until right now.
Oh, well, that's why, because like I have like some Larry Bird socks and I like to watch like old clips of Larry Bird sometimes. And he'll be like, who is that? And I'm like, that's Larry Bird. And so
he's like, oh, I like his piggy castle.
He's got a great piggy castle. Wow. So
I am tired.
That's me too, man. That's some of what I'm doing.
And I'm watching a lot of wrestling. playing some Mario Kart.
Hey, yo, what's going on? In the wrestling world.
Oh man, the Maharaja getting a title shot. Jinder Mahal.
Eduardo Nahara.
Eduardo Nahara is
now that coming. Wow. And Breeze Zango getting a shot at the tag team title.
Woo! Can't believe it. The Zangman?
Oh, they're the fashion police.
Man, I had no idea. I had no idea Zango was still around.
These are people. I'm talking about people who dress up as police officers and hand out tickets for people who they deem unfashionable.
Oh, that's cool.
I love it. All right, let's move on to our next question.
This is on E?
No. No, this is on USA.
No, I'm seriously going to answer that question right now.
Well, Total Divas is on E. And that's about the female wrestlers and their drama.
Oh, I bet there's drama.
All right. Wow. Our last Twitter question comes from at Brian Cromer, who says, I know you don't want Kyle Singler on the OKC Thunder basketball team, but would you want him on your Lighthouse Rec League basketball team?
Don't need him.
What? Why?
Because we're killing it anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. Jay.
Probably
yes.
Like a 6'9".
If you could have him.
Yes.
Like for real. Like he's coming to you like, hey man, got cut by the Thunder. I've got nothing else to do.
You're like, yeah, you can play on my Lighthouse team. One time.
Yeah, he's going to be really
good
too.
As much trouble as we give Kyle Singler on our show, I've heard he's a cool dude.
I don't know. I saw him at the massage parlor.
I've just heard that. I'm just throwing that out there.
Massage parlor.
No.
So you saw him going.
It was him and his girlfriend or wife and me and my wife.
It was his girlfriend.
So you saw him doing the same thing that you were doing and then you're considering him not being cool?
No.
Ooh.
No, I just literally, I was like, we've talked so much trash on him. There's no way I could actually go up and like with a clean conscience talk to him. Yeah. So I was just
I looked him in the eyes and told him to justify himself.
Yeah.
You did. You
remember the podcast of the guy that said, how
do
you justify
yourself? Like the guy that you like never ever see and like don't really know who he is?
Without question, I would want Kyle Singler. Because here's what people need to recognize. Like us general fans, even bad NBA players are 5,000 times better than us.
Yes. Do you remember?
He muted you. Yeah. He doesn't want you to talk. Go ahead.
Hey, do you remember when we were playing Lighthouse and we were playing against this team that had two guys from OCU? It was that point guard and the forward that played with them. And this guy, this point guard was pulling up from like...
Yeah, half court.
Crazy deep.
It was nuts.
They were just killing us. They were running like pick and rolls and running like alley-oop plays.
Actually, that's the game I missed. But yeah.
Oh, it is?
I was out of town, yeah.
But anyway, those guys play at OCU.
They're OC right here, yeah.
So Kyle Singler being on your
He was like
all
ACC
team.
Player of the year at Duke. Like,
yeah.
It's a little different.
Yeah.
As much as we... trash some of these NBA players. If we tried to play any of them, Samaj, any of them, they would absolutely destroy it.
Samaj would put us in the blender. And
so,
then,
like, I don't want people to think that, like we're sitting at home, like, man, I've watched Samaj dribble, and I really think that I could take him.
Yeah,
except me for when I try out.
Everybody but Luke thinks this.
I will be able to beat him. I'll probably take a spot, backup PG. It could be me.
Yeah, I remember the 7th grade JV.
I had a dream last night where I was playing basketball.
You did? What were you doing?
I was in a 2-on-2 tournament.
I typically don't want to hear about people's dreams, but I wanted to hear about
I got this. Second place in the 2-on-2 tournament.
I typically hate people's dreams.
Do you guys remember like a couple months ago when we said, Luke, when was the last time you shot a basketball? And he said, I don't know, maybe 10 years.
No, I've shot basketball. I haven't played basketball, but I've shot a basketball.
He said, was 10 years your answer?
Hey, man, you want to talk about a real life miracle story, man?
I know. That's amazing. Haven't played in 10 years. Go try out for the Blue.
Luke Stevens.
I'll just tell you this.
After 10 years of never touching a basketball.
I'll just say this. Last night.
NBA superstar.
Last night, I left my shoes outside. They were struck by lightning.
No,
I don't want to be like Mike.
Was that a part of your dream?
No, that was real.
I don't believe
storms.
That.
I always put my shoes outside when it storms so I can get Michael Jordan's basketball skills.
You got to hang them from the.
You got to hang them. I do that. That's where I put them.
You hang them from the telephone line or whatever?
Yeah, every pair. I got dress shoes up there. You never know when people are going to try to.
But they have to. They can't.
Ball.
See, the thing is. That the story is that they hung Michael. Those were Michael Jordan shoes. If you hang your own shoes, do you get your own powers?
Like,
I'm just more me today than I've ever been.
No, you get Michael Jordan's powers, no matter what kind of shoes they are.
Okay.
It's the lightning that does it.
The lightning. It's the lightning. It's not the shoes. It was never addressed in the movie specific. I have never seen the movie.
It actually was.
What movie is this? Space Jam?
Like Mike.
Bow Wow.
When I used to teach.
Lil Bow Wow.
In the public schools when I used to teach and we would have like a day where I would be gone or something I couldn't teach. I would just make my class watch Like Mike.
Have you heard about the Lil Bow Wow challenge? It's on Twitter. Yeah.
That's good.
No.
Okay. He posted a thing on Instagram where it was a car next to a plane. He was like, getting ready to fly in this private jet, flying to where I'm going. And someone was on his flight and he was sitting in coach. And so I was like, he just tweeted this, but he's actually on my flight in coach. And it showed him sitting there on his phone.
Yeah.
And so people are now posting things where it looks like they're doing something that a rich person would do, but really they're doing
just
normal thing.
So it's called the Bow Wow Challenge.
Bow Wow Challenge. Like one is like, oh, I'm getting ready to go out, check out what I'm drinking. And it's like all these pictures of like really nice
liquor. Like just a bunch of liquor.
And then the next picture, it's the little tiny like airplane bottles. It's really good.
That's pretty funny.
So at the beginning of the season, we did some bets, some bold predictions. And so we owe each other a beer, or in the case of one bet that I made with Taylor, Taylor owes me 6 beers.
Wow.
The first one, we're going to go over these real quick. These are going to be mostly embarrassing. So, the Rockets missed the playoffs was mine and it was with Taylor and I owe Taylor a beer. So there's one for
Taylor. We need to keep a tally.
Keep a tally. That's your job. I wish we had D tally.
Keep
here
a D tally.
Our tally, man.
Taylor plus one.
From Andrew.
All right. See you guys.
Tally. All right. Tally. I just keep saying tally. Zards are a top six seed.
He just tally. He just says tally. I just. You really were.
I told. Okay. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Zard's a top 6 seed.
Yeah,
and they were. So I owe Taylor a beer there. It's gonna equal out here in a minute. So just get ready.
It is.
The Knicks get home court.
Oh, yeah,
the Knicks get home court. This was Jay.
That's the most embarrassing.
And he
game.
Owes Taylor and I. A bev from that.
I remember how excited we both were when you said that, Jay. Like,
I was ecstatic.
This is immediate beer.
Here's the one that I was most proud of. The Celtics are the one seed.
Mm.
That was me versus Jay.
That is pretty crazy.
It's pretty crazy. Here's my favorite one. Mm. Taylor said that Timofey Mozgov will make 30 threes this season.
He was really close. He was.
And he bet 6. On that.
Oh, yeah. I'm bold, man.
That's pretty bold. So that's 6. And then.
I just suggest you space those out over multiple nights.
No.
Take them in a beer bong.
Ooh, one of those new beer that's shots.
Those
beer syringes. Yeah.
I've done one. They're great.
Cool. don't know that. I said that Chris Paul would be the MVP. And that was me versus Taylor and Jay.
Yeah. Come on.
And then I bet Taylor that the Thunder would have the 12th best defense or better.
What was it? It was worse.
No, I think they were.
It was better?
I think they were like 11th, right?
I don't know.
Let me check. Back checking. I still hear the buzzy.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, we'll work
on
that.
We'll address that.
If you hear that.
Hey, people, and we've said this, but if everybody panics and freaks out, we've got a new board. We're trying to figure out how this thing We're trying to get you the best sound quality that we can.
They were 10th, Tayshawn.
Dang.
It's another one to me.
Dangers and mash.
So what's the total?
I mean, it is a chaotic mess.
I'm minus 5.
So Taylor plus 2, plus 3, plus 4, minus 6.
We need to tally bad.
Minus. So you really owe
Andrew
like 3. I'll get these finaled out here in just a minute. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Man, we didn't make them any bold predictions.
That we made a lot of bold predictions.
But only bets. Okay, all right. Any other bold predictions worth looking at? You got any of them?
No. Golly, the sound is killing me.
I know.
Sorry, everyone.
Hey, Andrew, is it making you mad?
Yeah.
Is it making you upset?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about other things that are making you mad and upset in... Miffed and Peeved.
Miffed and Peeved.
Something that doesn't make me mad, though, is what, Luke?
A what?
The Oklahoma Shirt Company.
Oh, yeah.
This segment is sponsored by the Oklahoma Shirt Company.
They're making us stickers.
They're making us stickers, and they're going to be sticky.
I'm going to stick the sticker in my car.
Me too. If you'd like one of those stickers, let us know. Just send us a little tweet.
Or more like come to a live pod.
Or also come to the live pod.
Get one.
More like it.
And please get your shirts printed at Oklahoma Shirt Company. There's no minimum there, which is kind of special. And they also have a shirt of the month club that you can join. It's $10 plus some fees. And you get a high quality shirt every month. Typically Oklahoma based. Really great designs, a shirt that you see, you're like, oh, that's a cool shirt. That's the shirt of the month. That's it.
They're also going to, we're talking to them about the potential of coming out to the live draft podcast to come out. They have a portable printer. And so Taylor's shoving the mic down my throat. They're going to come out and print some shirts at our live pod. So come on, y'all.
Come on. Okay. So, guys,
come on!
What's making you guys miffed and peeved? Sponsored by the Oklahoma Short Company.
Shorts.
Hey, if you see someone wearing cool shorts,
I'm sorry.
It's them.
Sorry, guys.
Oklahoma Shorts Company.
Hey.
So, another thing I've been doing with my free time is taking my son to swim lessons. He's 2, and we're... oh, my gosh. That sounds... I'm sorry, guys. I'm miffed about that, for sure. Super miffed.
Dude, send him to me. I'll get him swimming. No time. I'll whip him into shape.
He's doing swim lessons, and they're trying to get him to float on his back, and he's just not having it. He keeps, like, pulling his legs in over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Little did we know, he had a tummy ache. Barfed.
in the pool.
He was feeling just awful, and then just spaghetti noodles.
Ew.
All over.
What did
everyone has to vacate the pool.
Yep. They got to super chlorinate.
He's crying, and then he looks at my wife, and he says, everyone had to get out because of me. Like, yeah, that's true.
Wow. Wait, what do they like? So they scoop the solids out and then they
scooped it out. And they have to
super chlorinate.
Yeah, you're a pool. You're old pool guy.
Yeah, they've got to super chlorinate.
Yeah.
So it's different than normal chlorine?
Chlorine throughout the week is just like keeping it clean. Right. But once it starts wearing down at the end of the week, you got to super chlorinate. You got to close it the next day because it's because you're just killing everything in it. And then it's high enough to where you just wait till you have to do it again.
They actually call it chloroplast.
I've been out of the game for a while, so that might be right.
It's not right, actually.
Okay, I was going to say. But I have been out of the game for a while.
You have been out of the game for a
while. I miss it.
You missed? Man. Tayshawn?
No, I thought I had one.
You blessed? Grateful?
Are you G'd? Are you B'd?
You're neither. You're nothing. I'm nothing and not anything.
I'm no one. I'm nothing. Thanks. Thanks for reminding me.
Wow. Jay, are you miffed and peeved?
I got nothing.
Okay. He's muted.
That was muted, wasn't it?
Thanks for listening to our show. If you have time, if you listen to our show every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, please leave us a 5-star iTunes review if you haven't done that. make some plans to come to our live pod June 22nd for the draft party. And also, go get yourself an Anthem beer and a t-shirt from Oklahoma Shirt Company today.
And if you get that Anthem beer, you bet you should drink it.
You should probably. Thanks for listening to our podcast.